Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Eric Simonson is the founder and CEO of Abundo Wealth. They're a firm minimizing fees and maximizing life. He's a CFP, a CRPC, and a CLTC. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, George. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, a little bit more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, personal life. I live with my wonderful wife here in Houston, Texas. We are enormous travelers. We spend all of our time either traveling or planning our travel when we're not working. I'm a passionate foodie. I love experiencing new restaurants and trying different food. And I am also a very passionate about living a good, healthy lifestyle. Spend a lot of time working out, doing meditation, eating good, healthy food. So that's become, as I get older, that's become a more important thing for me as well. So that's kind of the personal Eric and who I am as a person. Professionally, yeah, I am the founder and CEO of Abundo Wealth. We are a radically different financial planning company. We were founded in 2019, and as really a different way for consumers to get honest, good advice. Traditionally, as you know, George, the financial advisor landscape is really just built around managing clients' assets, providing, you know, really only either investment advice or insurance advice, and charging very, very, very high fees for that advice, either in the form of a commission or in the form of a percentage of whatever investments you have. And I just felt like there was a huge amount of the country that either couldn't afford that advice or maybe just didn't agree with that way of receiving advice. And so I felt like there was this great opportunity to start Abundo and serve clients differently, essentially like a gym membership, right? Charging a low, affordable monthly fee for advice and giving them advice on everything in their financial life, and making sure they never had to worry about, is there any conflicts of interest? Is there any hidden agenda? Nope. You know, it's just the advice we're giving you for that fee. And that is it. So it's very transparent, and it's been growing like crazy since we launched, or we've really doubled our firm in size every year since then. And this year we're set to bring on, gosh, over 250 clients, which is a lot for a financial planning firm. So it's been great. And we're just trying to prove to the world that this model works, prove to the world that other advisors can do this and still make a good living, because we think it's really the best thing for our consumers and the country.
Well, congratulations on making the leap and Thank having you. The success. I'm sure, well, how much of your perspective has changed since what you thought it was going to be to what it is now?
A lot, actually. That's a great question. A lot has changed. It's funny. I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody, you know, I think naively when I started, you know, I knew it was a really solid idea, but I think when I thought about it financially, I thought, oh, this is going to be a no-brainer for consumers, because they're going to say, you know, they're going to see, oh, I have $500,000. I would normally pay $5,000-$6,000 a year to another advisor. I can pay Abundo, you know, $900 or whatever. That's a huge savings. This is a no-brainer. But I think I learned quite quickly that I was the only person who actually did the math on a regular basis like that. and so, you know, consumers, really, they do, in the end, they're just going to look at what am I paying and am I getting value in that? Unfortunately, we are delivering a lot of value and we are, you know, justifying our low fee, but it was, I would say, a little bit harder to get those savings across than I thought it would be for folks.
And do you think that that's just because most people just didn't see the fee that they were paying?
100%. Yeah. It's a combination of that. And it's then a combination of, you know, that's a fee that's just sucked out of your performance. That's a fee that's just sucked out of your accounts. You don't really see it. This is, you know, our fee on the credit card or on, you know, a bank draw or however they prefer to pay, but it's a lot more transparent and purposefully, you know, and that was kind of our fun challenge to say, yep, this is what you're paying us and this is why you're paying us and making sure that they understand that and they feel good about it.
Yeah. Always difficult to be on the bleeding edge or the front lines of helping make positive consumer change or really any change. So that certainly does make sense. But once you explain it, people are obviously getting it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. It's so different that it takes a second for people to, I think, put it together.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of frequency of meeting, I'd love to just learn more about the process and what you found people are really enjoying.
Yeah, we, you know, this is something we obviously think a lot about on the team, and we truly believe that financial planning is an ongoing process. You know, life's always changed. There's always, you know, unexpected expenses. There's always job changes, stock market changes, tax changes, you name it, right? Life is evolving. And so we want to be a continued resource for our clients. So we've never put any sort of like constraints on you can only meet with us once per year, or you can only email us, you know, once per quarter or anything like that. It's very much we want to be here when you need help. If we haven't heard from you, we will reach out and check in. And so on average in the first year, we're meeting about 3 to 4 times with the average client. And then in years 2+, we're meeting on average 2 to 3 times, but those are averages. You know, we've got some folks who are a little bit more, some folks are a little bit less, and it's whatever works, right? Whatever that right cadence is. And you know, if you've got a lot going on in any particular year, we might meet a little more often than next year we meet once. We try to be very flexible in that sense.
It is that's a really interesting thing. I've always thought that around 80% of Americans will never interact one-on-one with a financial advisor. I don't know if that's correct or not. So you have 20%. And are you trying to tap into that larger number of people that would maybe never have interacted?
Yeah, that's exactly who we're going for. We're going for that 80% blue ocean number. And we are working with a lot of people who've never worked with a financial advisor before. And that's great. And it's actually forcing us to think about financial advising in a new light, because, you know, my former career, I worked at a large broker dealer. We did financial planning a certain way. And now, you know, now that we're working with folks who've never worked with a financial planner before, I think that they're expecting a different service, right? That, you know, they're being paid monthly, or they're being charged monthly. They're looking for advice, maybe in a different accessibility level than if we were, you know, if we were a larger firm, you know, just getting paid a one-time annual fee or a percentage of assets. So yes, it's, We are working with that 80% number. It's exciting. It's who we wanted to work with, but it's also continuing to force us to evolve and make sure we are working the way that they want us to work.
Yeah, super interesting. Understanding what, for lack of a better term, needs to be done from a financial planning standpoint, and also giving people what it is they want and how they want to consume. So Yeah. Threading that needle, Eric.
Yep. That's exactly.
And in terms of, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, leaving a large company, and there's so many great financial companies that are out there, and then going out on your own, I'm sure that you had anxiety and you're nervous about it. And then there's a financial challenge of making a big shift like that. If you don't mind, yeah. I'd love to hear a little bit about kind of when you started thinking about this, to how long it took you to kind of build it out and then launch.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I put in a 6-month notice at my prior firm, actually 7 months. And so I kind of had that time frame to really form the idea in my mind. And then, you know, after I left that firm, it was probably about 2 months after that before I was able to, you know, hang my shingle, as they say. So 7-8 months from idea to doors are open. Financially, yeah, absolutely. This journey has been, I get asked a lot, like, why is nobody else doing this? And I think the answer is money and greed. And like, I could make a lot more money doing anything else in the financial services. And so could probably most of the people on our team. And we all believe in this kind of bigger purpose of what we're trying to do. And we're trying to kind of break through that scalability and break through kind of the mass adoption. And so, yeah, it's been a challenge, but fortunately, you know, I've got a supportive family. I had some savings to kind of work through. So we've been able to make it work, and that's not, you know, we're at a point now too, where we've got a product that's proven, and we could definitely raise money if we needed to. I'm trying to resist that because I want to have creative direction, and you know, I want to make sure I'm always putting the consumers first, not necessarily the shareholders or the investors. So I have options, but yeah, that was financially, that was obviously a big hurdle to get through. And then entrepreneurially, you know, that's something that's never been a problem. I've never had doubt. I mean, it was always one foot in front of the other. Let's just do this. Let's make it work. I never had any hesitation.
Got it. Well, I appreciate all that. And also very appreciative and grateful that you did make the leap and that you are operating from a mission and a values perspective and making the really hard choice to make less money, because even though you could be making more going a different way because you believe it to be the right way to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
And in terms of growth, I imagine, or perhaps it didn't start off as just you, but now it's there's a lot of other financial folks that you're working with.
Yeah, it started out. So I started the firm in August of 2019, and then the person who I now consider kind of the co-founder of the firm, he actually joined that December. So 3 months in, and he's been really he's played an important role in helping kind of shape the vision of the firm. And also he's building out a lot of technology and tools that we've adopted and used to help scale. So we've got, so myself and then the co-founder, and then we also have 4 additional advisors. So we have financial planners, a non-advisor, and then we've got a compliance officer, and then also another team member whose job is actually to liaison with other financial planners, because other financial planners have clients, they have prospective clients that just aren't a good fit. Either they don't have enough money to work with them, Or maybe they just, there's a fee problem somewhere along the line. So they actually refer those folks to us. So we do get a fair number of new clients through referrals from other advisors, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I know how many advisors out there that want to do a good job, but it doesn't mean that certainly can't work with everybody. And when right. it's not a good fit, it makes all the sense in the world to have somebody to be able to make an introduction to. So I appreciate that. And then from an entrepreneurial standpoint, there's all these shiny new tools and technologies that are popping up. How do you make decisions on what you're going to address or add on?
Yeah, there are a lot of shiny new tools, and part of charging as little as we do, it helps make that decision for us, because we have to be really about what are we going to use. And we have a full-time programmer on the team who is just an absolute rock star when it comes to programming. So honestly, if we see something that we really like, it's not about, should we go buy that? It's more, hey, Ethan, can you build something like this for us? And he usually can. And so we're lucky to have our own platform, our own CRM, a lot of our own tools that we're not dependent on a third party, for much. And that also is strategic, because the risk for us is if that third party that we become dependent on, raises their prices, or if they charge instead of per firm or per advisor, if they charge per client, like all of a sudden that is, that could kill the business. And so we have to be much more, kind of reliant on ourselves and our own ingenuity.
Love it. So, you mentioned, the fees that you're charging. How much does it cost to work with Abundo?
Yeah, it's for an individual. So if somebody comes to us just looking for planning for themselves, there's an upfront kind of one-time fee to get through some of that heavy lifting upfront of $375. And then we charge that monthly ongoing fee for advice of $89. So $89. And then for a couple, it's again that one-time fee of $450, and then the monthly subscription of $139.
How long did it take you to get to those numbers?
You know what? It didn't take very long.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of thought went into it, but it was actually quite. I knew it was the rough numbers, but I didn't stress too much about is it 140, is it 135, is it 128. Those numbers felt right to me, so we went with it. Again, entrepreneurial, I'm just making decisions and going with it.
Yeah. Pricing is such a fascinating thing, and there's entire industries that are built around figuring out how to price things.
Yeah.
But oftentimes it's just, just kind of go by feel and obviously what people are going to pay. So.
Right. Yeah. And that's, and I think we were close. I think we, if anything, we were probably low, a little bit low, but yeah, I think we were close.
Love it. And walk us through the process of when somebody goes to Abundo, they sign up. Kind of walk us through maybe the first couple of interactions.
Yeah, folks land on our website. They can learn more about us, and if they're interested in scheduling a free consultation, we've got a number of different schedule a meeting buttons on our homepage, so they can just click on schedule a meeting. They'll get paired with one of our amazing financial planners who will meet with them for an hour, learn more about them, their goals, what they're hoping to get help with. And then if they love it, if they want to sign up, then we've got a really easy sign up process. So it's like buying something on Amazon. You just click a couple of buttons and you're now a member. And then they set up their next meeting with their advisor, where we start to actually get access to some of their data. So we, can look at paycheck stubs and account statements and start to get our minds and numbers around things. And then the meeting after that is the recommendations meeting, and then we're off and running.
Excellent. Sounds pretty easy.
We hope so. Yeah, you don't have to come into the office and sign a form and get it notarized. It's very simple.
Love it. Well, Eric, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people give us the actual website?
Yeah. So if you want to learn more, you can find us at www.abundowealth.com, A-B-U-N-D-O. We are on, of course, Instagram, Facebook, I guess X now. So we are on all the, you know, all the different social media platforms if you want to follow us there as well.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Eric your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to abundowealth.com, A-B-U-N-D-O-wealth.com, and click that button for the free consultation and schedule an hour meeting and find out if it's a good fit and get your act together, for goodness sakes. We all need it. Thanks again, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.